This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. House Democrats have summoned former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify next week in their impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. And VOA's Catherine Gibson reports has more on a key vote today.
With Thursday's vote on a resolution that lays out rules for the impeachment inquiry, Speaker Pelosi takes a key argument away from Republicans who say Trump is the victim of an illegitimate investigation.
They're now attempting to sort of put a cloak of legitimacy around this process by saying they're going to bring it to a vote on the floor. They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
House Democrats caution this is not a vote impeaching President Trump, but a step in the investigation that will allow for public hearings. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Fire swept through a Pakistani train on Thursday, killing at least 74 people and injuring many more. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
A fire swept through a Pakistani train on Thursday, killing scores of people and injuring nearly 40, in the country's worst rail disaster in nearly 15 years. Government officials said a gas canister exploded, which passengers were using to cook breakfast. But several survivors questioned the official line, saying they believed it was due to a fault with the train's electrical system. The disaster occurred in the south of Punjab province. The train was travelling from Karachi to the city of Rawalpindi, where a religious conference is taking place. Many died after leaping from the moving train, trying to escape the flames.
That is Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. North Korea has fired two projectiles, likely ballistic missiles, toward the sea off its east coast. The launch comes as North Korea ramps up pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to change its approach to stalled nuclear talks. From Washington, this is VOA News. 4 days after U.S. President Donald Trump stepped up to a White House podium and told the world Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was finally dead, military officials gave the public a glimpse of the raid that ended his life. VOA's Carla Babb has details.
Footage shows U.S. air power leveling the area after stripping data from the compound, taking two prisoners and collecting Baghdadi's remains.
The way it looked afterwards was pretty clear that the success of the standoff munitions that we employed to ensure that it would not be a shrine or otherwise memorable in any way. It's just another piece of ground.
But the general cautioned Baghdadi's death isn't the end of Islamic State.
They will be dangerous. We suspect they will try some form of retribution attack. ISIS is first and last an ideology, so we're under no illusions that it's going to go away just because we kill Baghdadi.
The latest footage, a vivid display of U.S. determination to bring the terror group to justice. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Indian Kashmir officially became a federally ruled territory Thursday, nearly 3 months after New Delhi stripped its decade-old special status. Government forces were on high alert to prevent anti-India protests or rebel attacks, though no incidents were reported At least five people are dead in the southern Philippines after it was struck by a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake Thursday, the third one to hit the region this month. The region is already struggling from the two previous tremors that killed 13 people. Peugeot and Fiat Chrysler are confirming their plans to merge. AP's Colleen Berry reports the merger will create the world's fourth largest car maker.
The boards of the Italian-American car maker Fiat Chrysler and French carmaker PSA Peugeot have announced very fast-moving plans to merge the two companies. Once the merger happens, they would be the world's fourth largest automaker, and they say they would have enough scale to confront the new era in mobility.
That's AP's Colleen Berry. Well, the Washington Nationals have won their first World Series with a Game 7 win over the Houston Astros. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has the story.
The Washington Nationals won their first ever World Series title on Wednesday, sending fans into a frenzy near midnight on the streets of D.C.
Let's go Mets! Let's go Mets!
The team beat the Houston Astros on their own turf in Game 7 to claim the championship, rallying in the seventh inning and stunning Houston with a 6-2 win. Pitcher Zach Greinke dominated the Nats for more than six innings. The Astros entered the seventh with a 2-0 lead. That was when the Nats' Anthony Rendon hit a home run that ignited a rally, and Washington took a lead they never let go of. The Nats' ace pitcher, Steven Strasburg, was named MVP.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.